Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Brain Boys podcast. Thank you so much for tuning back in. If you're a regular, thank you for joining us. If it's your first time, what's going on? I hope you're well. I feel like we haven't even done a proper fucking I'm Connor, this is Matt for people who might be tuning in for the first time. If you're here for the first time, fucking
I'm
grab a drunk. Beer. I get a fucking wobbly pop in, yeah? And let's get active. Ads. All right,
that's
chat.
That's going to fuck up the autofocus.
That's going to fuck up the autofocus. Enjoy the episode. Oh, what's going on, dude?
What's up, man? How you living?
Dude, I'm so glad you delayed for however long, because I had I had an entire extra large pizza, and I'm fucked.
You put that whole thing back, hey? Just snaked
dude,
it down?
Dude, I put the whole thing back. No hesitation either. No curveball. Nothing but straight gas.
Where'd you get it from?
Papa John's, dog. The only fucking place. And none of that bullshit. And can I say something, actually? I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Me know if you
go
fucking...
Ahead.
Come on this.
Let the people know real quick.
None of this bullshit, mom and pop pizza on the corner. No. I want franchise shit. I want solid, guaranteed picks.
It's going to be the same pizza. They churn it like a machine. They pump these pies out. There's no love into it. There's no soul. There's nothing.
No. Because you know what love pie. Is? You know what love is? Love is What's a human that? Emotion. And you know what humans do? They make errors.
Yep.
That's the most sadistic thing I think I've ever said.
Yeah. People Dude. Love. Not me.
No, people are always like, where's the best pizza, like, in Toronto? Best pizza Dude. In New York? They're like, what?
Sorry to cut you off, but it just got me thinking. You going like this is just makes me think of sketch so much.
What's up, brother?
Brother, I love pizza, brother.
Sorry for cussing. He's fucking great.
Dude, that dude's fucking awesome.
No, all this fucking... mom and pop shop. People are like, where's the best pizza in Toronto? Where's the best pizza in New York? And they're like, oh, you got to go to fucking Armadillo's on fucking 39th. No.
Yeah.
Domino's.
Uh-huh.
Papa John's. Panda. Like we are talking places that do this a million times a fucking day.
Yeah. If Shaq isn't on TV talking about the pizza, I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want old Donnie's down the road or Vinny's in his grandma's basement making pizzas. No.
Yeah, they're struggling to get by.
Get me a commercial sized fucking oven where they can put 10 pizzas in at once and get them out in 1 minute.
Yes, exactly.
I want Little Caesars hot and ready's. It's been sitting in a warmer for 20 minutes.
Little Caesars hot. Talk to me, dog.
Is Little Caesars a Canadian thing, or do they have that in the U.S.?
I think they got it in the U.S. I think they got a Little C's. I think they got C's keys.
I think they got Little C's daddies down there.
I think they got a Little C's pappies.
Yeah, I think so.
They're fucking beauties down there, eh? Fuck.
The fucking Little Caesar down in the fucking little U.S.?
You're actually a fucking beauty, buddy, for someone saying that. Holy fuck, you guys got Little C's down there, eh?
Fucking people listening are like, what the fuck are they talking
what
about?
What the fuck did we just walk in on? Yeah. Yeah, fuck all that, dude. But, dude, I did scull an extra large pie, and holy fuck, buddy, I am in a fucking blender right now.
Mm-hmm. The guts are just a big pile of sauce, cheese, and dough.
Sauce, cheese, and dough, and chicken and bacon.
Ooh, a little chicken bacon.
You like that?
I do like that. That's a classic.
I didn't mean to go fucking crazy on you guys like that.
Yeah, but. You didn't have to flex on us. I know that's a premium pie from Papa J's.
It is
I know
a premium it is. Pie. It's a handcrafted specials.
Yeah, it's $2 more. Trust me. I know. I know the menu well.
Yeah, no, it is. Fuck. No, and I got that shit. Dude, I've been delivering. I've been getting delivery pizzas. Like, at least once. Dude, it's $45. It's fucking insane.
For an extra large delivery pizza?
Plus fees, plus tip.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about something right now? This is just, we're just fucking,
Yeah.
Tipping delivery.
That's how I feel about that, bro.
You completely don't tip delivery?
No, I give them a toonie, some 2 bucks, some light.
Yeah, I was gonna say two bone. Because, like,
but if you think I'm tipping a delivery driver 10% or more, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
That's come on. I'm not tipping no delivery driver.
Because
$6.
if you get like two people's food, mm-hmm. if you get you and someone else's food and it's from like a restaurant, right? Like 40 bucks mm-hmm. a pop or 30 bucks mm-hmm. a pop plus 10 and 10 for
fees taxes, tip, whatever.
Everything. You're looking at 80 bucks. Mm-hmm. 10% is $8 to the delivery. Get fucked.
Not happening, my man.
Not happening, brother.
I'm already overpaying for the food. I'm already paying the fucking fees for the app.
Yeah.
You're getting $2 tops.
But, brother, I did have to throw out a fucking pizza like a couple weeks ago because I tipped I tipped $1.50 and it showed up with this, you know how it shows up, the food shows up with a sticker on it to seal box. To uh-huh. prove it's been not tampered with, uh-huh. it showed up with the sticker off, so I had to throw it out because I couldn't risk it.
Not trusting that, yeah.
Not trusting that at all. Well, I got duped, but that was my paying back to the fucking to the ether.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think they see the tip until like after, obviously, they deliver it.
Actually, but, like,
I don't think they see it as they're driving. Oh my god,
I'm tipping zero now.
I think so. I think that's how it works.
The whole time I was tipping based on the guy just not putting his dick in my fucking ice cream.
No. Well, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they like, once they like take the picture or they like press like delivered on their little app, that's when they see their tip.
What?
Yeah. That's my understanding. God.
Dude, this is literally, this is crazier to me than when the Pentagon said aliens exist. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, that changes everything for you, eh?
This changes everything. Everything is put into an entirely different perspective.
Like, for me, you know how, like, my front door, like, the delivery driver will park right across.
You own a house and I rent a condo to fucking, I know exactly.
I wait for him to drive away because I'm like, I don't want, because he's probably in the car seeing his tip. I don't want him to see me, like, opening the door being like, oh, fuck. So I wait for him to leave.
Oh, you literally wait for him to leave.
Yeah, food's getting cold outside. I want to grab it so bad, but I'm like, I can't look that man in the eyes.
Interesting.
I just gave him $1.50 for $100 of food.
That's blasphemous. But dude, the it's getting too much now.
The tipping culture's getting out of control. Can we just the
tipping culture's getting out of control?
It's getting outrageous. I heard, and this is actually a good segue. What'd you hear,
you little fucking beauty?
I heard Subway's gonna start doing like a mandatory sandwich artist tip.
No.
Yeah. Some sort of fee. You're just like, I'm not buying that. No.
No, I don't approve of that at all.
I don't know. It's the rumblings, man. I got people on the inside. They've been
telling
me
rumbling?
Things.
Who's rumbling?
Trust me, I got people. You don't want to, I can't say names because NDAs and stuff. But
you got,
I got people
in the sub, eh?
I know people well in Subway.
Dude, fuck. What the fuck is the wage for then? I love how Europe does it in Australia where they just, it's just the wage is the wage.
You pay for the food and then you fucking get out of there.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
And tattoos is a big one.
Yeah.
Because I like tattoos, I was literally I'm about to get my chest and stomach done. And you know, it's going to be like several thousand dollars. And I'm like fuck, man. Like usually like you're supposed to tip tattoo artists and like tattoo artists like it's a pretty expensive tip because it's like a heavy, expensive thing. But it's also like they're the person putting permanent art on you. So it's like you kind of want them to like be happy. But I'm also like, dude, if you get like a chest and stomach done for like $3,000, mm-hmm. 10% is $300 extra dollars.
Yeah.
That's 20% is $600.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
That's where you just got to tell yourself it's $3,600. You can't even tell yourself the actual price. Because you're right. This is like a person that's like, you want them to not be like, oh, this guy's a scumbag. I'm gonna fuck this part up a little bit.
Well, I mean,
you want him to be like,
yeah, dude, you don't tip and he just draws a giant dick on you.
He's like, like, go fuck yourself.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know you wanted like skull and fucking bones on here, but I just kind of put like a little penis right between the skull's eyes. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
You're like, thanks. I'm not going to tip you, I don't think.
I permanently marked you as a Nazi for the rest of your life. Next time, fucking tip.
I did a giant swastika instead of the chess piece you asked for. Hope that's cool.
Yeah, the tipping culture is getting out of control. The fucking price of fucking the delivery apps is getting out of fucking control.
Yeah.
But I will say, it's actually pretty in control, considering...
Just immediately contradict yourself?
No, but I had to immediately remember that, like, dude, I literally, the other day, it was a fucking snowstorm. And I had no groceries, so I didn't want to walk to go get groceries because I lived down, my grocery was like a block over. Yeah. I didn't want to walk and go get groceries. So I literally got fucking Rosh Deep to drive in downtown Toronto snowstorm weather me food because I didn't want to leave my house. And I was naked in my apartment and I opened the door naked. Like he contactless delivered it. I looked out the peephole with my dick and balls out and waited for him to leave. Opened the door, hoped that none of my neighbors were walking by in the hallway. Grabbed my food and then scurried inside like a fucking rat.
I got my snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Your groceries just consist of two bags of Doritos and 4 2-liter of Mountain Dew bottles. And
you're just, oh my God.
I can play video games all night.
Doritos and Mountain Dew, is there a better combo?
And you have an extra large half-eaten Papa John's in the fridge.
Papa John's. That is nutrition. Dude... Can I tell you what? I don't give a fuck what's in fast food. Can I also talk about this?
Bouncing off walls.
We're just ranting here. Can I also talk about, I don't give a flying, there was something the other day, something came up where it was like, you're not going to want to know what's really in McDonald's. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You could watch, I could watch inside of McDonald's to make those things. Fuck.
God damn.
And it's 2 McDoubles made like a Mac, 2 junior chickens, add sweet chili Thai sauce. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Extra large fry, extra large fucking fountain pop.
Extra large fountain Coke with a couple shots of vanilla syrup that they use for the iced coffee. You put it in the Coke, you make vanilla Coke, get fucked.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think in the States you can get vanilla Coke at all times. In Canada, we can't. So in Canada, how you do it is you get a fucking, you get a Coke from the fountain thing. You put vanilla syrup in that bitch. Okay. From the iced coffee. And sometimes you can always tell. Sometimes the person's like, oh, sir, we don't do that. We can't do that. I go, you do it.
Yeah. Like, you can do it.
You can do it. I say, ask the guy. They say, there's no vanilla, please, brother. I beg you many times, please. No, I don't.
Please. Like, because they got the thing, the automatic drink maker. And he's just like, please, brother, don't make me do this. This is too much. Please, brother. please. He doesn't want to like go off the path at all. Please.
Please don't make me leave my post.
Dude, that was like, I was again just bouncing off walls and talking about delivery drivers. I was babysitting for my brother and me and Am ordered food in, but we sent it to our place by accident, so I had to call like the Skip driver and be like, man, you have to go to this different address. It's only a couple minutes extra. And he was like, brother, it's too long. It's too far.
Please, like, brother, I have family, brother, please.
And dude, I started code switching so fast. I was like, brother, I have cash. Brother, I have cash here. I have cash here, brother. And he was like, okay, brother. Okay. For you, I do. Okay.
My friend, as soon as I brought up the brother, he's like, I make you cash deal. You give me, please, brother. I have family, brother, please.
Yeah, he's like, one time cash, brother. If you have cash there, okay, brother.
Oh, dude, I remember that so many times when I was selling cars. Which it would just always, everything was, you would, dude, there was no ethics. And you would switch, code switch so fast
to speak their language like that.
Yeah, they would say, brother, please, I have many friend. I bring you friend. You get many sale from this. You give me discount, brother. I tell you many friend. And I go, brother, please, I have no problem.
Brother, this is best price, brother. This is all.
Brother, this is best price. I tell you many best price. I say, person before white person, ugh, give them bad price. You good price.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that shit. No, they're awesome.
Anyways, we That's got hilarious. Off the beaten path there.
No, yeah, we just ranted like 9 different fucking topics. Yeah, I don't give a fuck what's in fast food. Fucking delivery, tipping fatigue is too much. Tipping fatigue is too much. I don't know, what do you think is worth, what positions are, sorry, what am I, what jobs do you think deserve a tip on top of their wage? Because I don't think Starbucks fucking at the coffee shop deserve a tip.
No, I don't think any of them. I think us regular Joe Schmoes shouldn't have to be like feeding your fucking wage.
Okay, but
so, I feel so like if you have like a, fuck, if it's like a, I don't even know. Because I want to say like a fucking fancy restaurant where they're like, the plates need to be a certain way and they fucking come over and they literally like dust off your shoulders every 2 minutes, then it's like, okay, those people are like doing everything except rubbing your fucking toes. Those guys probably deserve a tip. But then it's like, you're also paying fucking $400 for the dinner. So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's not even like Canada and America have cheap prices for shit. Like, it's not like eating out is super cheap for us. Mm-mm. And then also, like, because you're expected to tip. Like, it's not like,
yeah, it's like, oh, the food's like, cheap, let me put the extra $10 I'm saving. Yeah,
we have the most expensive entrees and eating out culture, I think in a lot of places. I mean, other than, yeah, maybe like fucking, I don't know, Switzerland or some like rich ass place, but like the UK, Australia, whatever, like any of like those places. I think Canada and America price them for how expensive shit is. For just, yeah, like, probably. You know, like, yeah, like, or at least it's the same. It's on par, whatever, with you know, it's at least the same. I don't think you can go out for dinner in the UK for a steak dinner for $15. I don't fucking think that, you know, no. It's all probably about the same. Mm-hmm. But we have the highest tip expectancy. And it's getting to the point where it's like, if it's everybody, it's nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning like, I'm okay to tip people who are like going above and beyond. But now that everyone's asking me for a tip, now I've never been more protective of my money.
You're retracting everything now. You're I'm like, retracting hey, everything. If he's not getting it, you're not getting it either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that goes back, like tattoo artists, you want to tip them because you want them happy. But then same thing, me getting my haircut, I tip my hairdresser because I'm like, I don't want you to fuck me up next time. Haircuts are
50 bones a piece now.
I know. I fucking men's haircut that takes 10 minutes.
What happened to the $20 haircut with a $5 tip?
What happened to that? Send me super clips and just fuck my shit up.
Just fucking. What happened to the 20 boner?
Mm-hmm.
$20 fade with a $5 tip. $25, you're out the fucking door.
Yeah, that's. What happened? We're talking Stone Age. That's fucking 50
What happened years to ago. This country that I love? Yeah. Tip fatigue. I don't give a fuck what's in fast food. Franchise pizza is better than one-off mom and pop shops. If I go to New York City and someone's like, man, you got to try the pizza. No, I'm trying the pizza at fucking Domino's. I'm trying the pizza at Papa John's. I'm trying the pizza at Little Caesars. I'm trying the pizza at fucking whatever. I'm not waiting in. Here's another fucking thing that pisses me off.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about this. Who is waiting in lines for the club. Dude, I sound like the old man yelling at the sun for this, but I've never been this. Like, even like when I could be like, oh, maybe it's for like young, like 21 or whatever. Even when I, you know, in Alberta, where we grew up, drinking age is 18. We're going to the club at 18, going even younger if you're talking fucking with fakes. Yeah. But 18, even then I was like, I ain't waiting in like an hour long line at the club, especially outside. Yeah. Like a fucking dope.
If it's like an hour, like I could, whenever it was like 10 minutes, I was like, okay, fair enough. We'll be in there in no time.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like bars, where it's like you get there and you're like, you're down the street. Like you can't even see the door. You can't even see the bouncer yet. And like in Alberta, you're fucking freezing 8 months of the year. So, like, you're outside. You probably don't have a jacket because you don't want to check it. So, you're sitting there shaking for 45 minutes to hopefully get in the bar. That's fucking too full. Like, it makes no sense to me. I'm with you on that. Waiting in lines for the bar is crazy.
It's crazy. And it's not even like I'm saying it because now I'm in my late 20s where I'm like, fuck that shit. But, I mean, even, like, you go to other clubs. You go to, like, club cities. Like, Toronto has it. Like, Toronto's a club city. Miami, LA, New York. You'll see older people waiting. Like, you'll see 30-year-olds in line at the club. And I'm like, dog. Go, dude,
there's a dingy old pub down the road. Go in there.
Go to the dive bar. That's where the fun is, dude.
Yeah.
I wish more people realized this. And I'm not even, again, it's like, I'm not saying this because I'm retired from fucking prime club days. I was like this since we were fucking kids. The real fun is where you and your friends can go somewhere where it's like dingy and it's like you guys can fuck around. Where instead of waiting in 2 hours in line, like you would, like I see, like in Miami, I see like the nightclub, like fucking 11 or a Live or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Waiting in line for 2 hours to pay $50 to get in if you're a dude, to pay $30 a cocktail. You're lucky if you get one or two because the bartender ain't noticing you.
Yeah. The music's too loud. There's way too many people. You're
it's
just
like, dog, that's not even, that ain't what I honestly, I might get some hate for this.
I think we're going to split people here.
Right. But I think this right here, I think might piss some people off. I think if you need, this is like people who are like, I don't need alcohol to have fun, but we are fucking alcoholics. You do need alcohol to have fun.
Yeah.
People who are sober not fucking fun. Yeah. So you need a lot of cheap beer. That's what you need. A lot of cheap beer, cheap whiskey. But if that, I cannot imagine how the club with the music crazy that you can't even really, I mean, unless you like to dance. And if you like to dance, then whatever. But even at the other place, you can dance, but whatever. Those places, if you think those are fun, then you don't have the right friends. Because if you had the right friends, Petey's Irish Bar down the street with $4 pints of Guinness and $3 fucking whiskey diets. And there's a karaoke machine from 1978.
Yeah.
That's where the fun is.
I was going to say they have like their live music is like one guy that's like, he only has one arm.
He's but homeless.
He's playing the banjo somehow.
Yeah.
He's kind of singing. He's kind of mumbling.
Yeah.
And that's where people dance. That's a bar.
Yeah. That's yes. That is.
Everybody's cheering like he's fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he's like, he's drinking on stage. He's fucked up. He's on drugs for sure.
That's funner than any like nightclub fucking
DJ. Who gives a fuck? Get away from me.
Because also, I don't know about you. Maybe we agree on this actually. Maybe I'm saying this to the ether. I don't know about the people listening. When I go out, bar, club, whatever, I go out to get fucked up. I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah, I would say we're the same.
You can't get fucked up at the club. You can't. How do you? Unless you get a fucking bottle for $1,500.
Oh, that's crazy. That's another thing we should talk about. People that get bottles at bars.
And tables.
What are we doing?
Tables for five grand?
Yeah.
Tables for $5,000? What are you doing?
What are we doing?
Petey's Irish Bar is free to get in. There's no line. You can smoke inside.
if you tip the bartender well,
cigarettes in the fucking bathroom.
She'll put your head under the tap. If you tip well, she'll put your head under the tap and pour beer right into your mouth. And she'll keep going until you fucking drown.
That's the fucking fun, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Smoke inside, cheap beer, cheap whiskey. Shitty music, but it's great. Those are the places. I mean, and again, it's like you say these things and you're like, oh, fuck, like we're 27, 28. Maybe it's like, oh, we're just fucking you kids in the club now. But it's like even when we were 18, that was not fun.
That wasn't.
You wanted to go
We went to those places because we were like, oh, this is where the fun is. But then you'd be like, I have way more fun at the place with vomit on the carpet and $5 jugs of beer.
And all your friends are there and you can all fuck around and have fun together. Right?
Yeah. No, you know I'm with you. I think you're right. Half the people are going to be like, I want to dance in the club and I want to fucking... But that's...
But I think those people will even... I think they'll come around. I think... And it's not even an age thing. I think it's just a realization that like... Okay,
having people you can talk with and drink with casually, I think that's what differs between those two groups.
Yeah, and even as a single guy, like it's talking to other single guys, like you got yourself a fucking fiance, of course. But like getting girls at the club is also incredibly hard. But getting girls at the bars is awesome. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Because it's way easier to like have fun. Like you can do whatever. But like get like it's bzz, bzz, bzz. Hey! She's like, hey! <Yeah. laughs> Black dress!
What the fuck?
Do you want... You want a drink? Okay.
Not, like it's not really. Sucks. Yeah.
It's so fucking. It's so brutal. but yeah. So that pissed me off. The waiting in lines was the thing that just started this, and it was like that. It also just is like fucking demasculating, or emasculating, whatever the right word is. It's like it just makes you, I don't know, maybe that's me. Maybe I'm just insecure. That shit just makes you feel like a fucking pansy.
Just waiting in line?
Hang on, sorry. Your volume.
Oh, probably me yelling probably fucked up the AirPod fucking hearing.
Okay. Yeah, something about it just makes me like.
It is kind of bitch. Like a guy at a door telling you to wait. It is kind of bitch.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It is kind of like he is. he's kind of goes like caveman. Like, yeah, it's like he is the keeper of people that go inside, and he's telling you you can't go inside yet, and you're like, come on, I'm just trying to have a good time.
And you got to put your hands in between your fucking butt cheeks and, okay, sorry.
Sorry, sir. I won't.
Can you let me know when it's time to come in, please?
Can I come play?
Or, dude, have you ever seen this? I mean, thank God. I mean, I've been lucky enough that this hasn't happened to me, but it very easily could have. And I think if it did, I'd have to air everybody out. Mm-hmm. But have you ever seen the guy in line at a club with girls that, like, he brought and the girls get let in and he doesn't?
Oh.
Dude.
Yeah. You go home and you reevaluate your entire existence. That seems like a nightmare scenario.
Thank Christ it's never happened to me, but I mean, it totally fucking could have. I think I've just had lucky rolls of the dice whenever I have been in those situations. Because, I mean, I've also had situations where, like, I'm in line at the club, like, with girls, and, like, and, like, the bouncer would be like, you know, it's girls only, and then, like, thankfully, the girls, like, I was with the girls, they fucking had my back, and then I got to look to the girls, be, please, can I please come in, please?
It's the most, like, the thought of, like, the bouncer saying no, it's just, like, fucking alpha so hard, like, and there's no like, please, like, what can I? No, he's like, nope, girls only, you gotta go. And you're just like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's like, if that ever happened to me, I would have to air everybody out, and one's leaving alive.
Yeah, you just gotta swing at that guy's head as hard as you can and hope for the best.
Yeah. It's so fucking, I don't know what the right, demasculating, emasculating. I don't even know fucking what the right word is.
Emasculating.
Something like that, right?
I don't know. Sounds right. Someone will let us know if we fucked that up.
Yeah. But just the waiting in line, and then someone's like, you can't come in yet. And you have to go, yes, sir. And it's not even like, it's not even like it's your birthday party or something where they're like, don't come in yet. And you're like, okay. It's something where you're going to go be a paying customer for and overpay on everything.
Yeah.
You're like, can I please come in?
It's like being a little kid and like everybody's playing with the cool toy over there. And they're like, no, you can't play with us. Uh-huh. And you're just like, what? Why not? I want to play too. And they're like, nah, you can't.
Yeah, once they say you can't, it's over. Go away.
Go play somewhere else.
don't if you go to the club and the bouncer says nah, you can't come in, or like, nah, man, 45-minute wait or something like that. Gone. Don't, mm-hmm. because
and don't sit okay. there and please.
Okay, should I stand here then? Okay, I stand here and I wait for the toys. Okay. It's over. If you ever fucking like, yeah,
the night's over. Go home. Get Papa John's. Go home.
Yeah, it's like when you were a kid and you ask your friend if he can hang out and he says no. You don't ask, okay, well, what about tomorrow? That's not your friend anymore. No. You had one chance.
You get out. Dude, that's so funny.
Mm. Okay. A couple of things we should fucking talk about. Jake Paul signed to fight Mike Tyson. What do you think about this?
It's dumb. I don't know. It's just a cash grab. I don't even know. Like, the dude's 60 years old.
He's fucking 60. And it's weird. I was actually starting to kind of like Jake because I was like, oh shit, he can actually throw hands. And like, mm-hmm. I'm not one of these people that thinks the fights were rigged. Like, he knocked out Tyron Woodley. He fucking, he, you know, like he beat all these guys and shit like that. And like, he can fucking throw hands. And a part of me is almost like, everyone hates him. So I'm almost kind of like, oh, I'd like to see this guy like piss some people off. But mm-hmm. now he's fighting 60-year-old Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Which, like, if he had any respect, like, I mean, Mike Tyson's 60. Like, he's an old man. People are like, oh, I've seen people in comments. They're like, he's training, bro. You should see him throw. He's fucking 60, man.
He's 60. Going he's against a guy that's like 20. 60. I don't even know what Jake is. 27? Is he our age? I don't even know.
Something like that, yeah. And it's like, if Jake had, I was actually starting to come around to Jake and be like, fuck, because I kind of like it when people like piss people off and
yeah,
shit.
For
I kinda,
sure.
I kind of actually start
he's
to
shaking
like,
things up.
Yeah, it's almost
and like. And he's also like, I think he used to be a lot more annoying, and now he's like, I'm a boxer, and now he's just like, people are pissed off that he's a boxer. And it's like, well, I don't know. He's fighting and he's good at it, I guess.
Yeah, back when he was doing that YouTube shit where he was like, what's up, bro? It's Team 10, Jake Paulers. Like, yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. But now he's just like an adult who's boxing and shit, which is, you know, whatever. And then, when I seen the Mike Tyson thing, I was like, dude, if you had any fucking respect for your sport, you would mm-hmm. have let this guy fucking, even if Mike Tyson was like begging for it to be like, please let me fight Jake Paul. I want a bag. I want a whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he's a fucking 6-year-old legend. Do not, because I mean, we all know, people are like, oh, Mike might land and beat him. Well, you know how it's going to go. Jake is fucking a 20-something-year-old grown man who's in his athletic prime and been training for years. He's just mm-hmm. going to fucking like, I mean, I don't know if he knocks him out or whatever. He's just going to beat him up. He's a fucking 6-year-old man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we know how this is going to go. And if he had respect for him, he would have just picked someone else, dude.
Yeah, I think. So here's the two things I think. One, Jake is doing this fight because Logan fought Mayweather. So he fought like a boxing legend. We're like, now this is Jake's guy. So he can say, I fought the greatest boxer, the greatest heavyweight, whatever he wants to say. He has that under his title. And this is my second point. I think it's just a lose-lose for Jake. And I think that's what we're saying. Either he beats up or knocks out Mike Tyson, who's a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, and no one's going to give him credit for
it. No one's going to be like, oh, that's sick. It's like, you beat up an old man. Like, fucking take it easy. Like, it's an exhibition. Yeah. No point to go fucking 100%. Or he loses, and it's like, you let a 60-year-old man beat you up, and you're supposed to be in your athletic prime.
Right.
Like, I just don't see...
That's true.
I don't see how at any point this is like... Even though it's Mike Tyson, it's like, it's 60-year-old Mike Tyson. Like, he's not like... He's still going to be strong. He's going to have a lot of power for sure. But like, is he going to be moving at the speed of a 27-year-old? I don't know. So.
You just you even look at fighters and boxers. I mean, boxers. I think, I know boxers have more head trauma and stuff like that. But especially just like watching MMA and stuff like that. Like once a fighter hits 35 and over, they just lose a step. Like,
they slow down a lot. Yeah,
they just slow down and they start to like their foot. You're watching them and you're like their footwork, like. That right foot was really slow to get back to that one. And you're like, oh, damn, there's just something off. There's just something.
It's also like after like three rounds, they're like gassed. They're just, you can see him flat footed, breathing heavy. It's like old them would go 9 rounds and you wouldn't even notice anything happened.
Right. Yeah. And you're just watch, you're watching like this is just one notch down and I can't tell what it is. They're just off. You know, it's just not punches. They punches don't have the snap. Mm-hmm. Footwork doesn't have the same speed. They don't have the same cardio, all this stuff. So now you take in 60, which is like, okay, can Mike Tyson still hit a record on the punching machine? Probably. He's probably still mm-hmm. got that fucking crazy Mike Tyson punch. But like after 3 minutes or after the first round, if they're doing 3 minute rounds, fucking 6-year-old, like, what are we going to be looking at? Like, this is going to mm-hmm. be fucking sad.
Yeah. Like, they post that video of him training, like, whatever it was, 3-4 years ago. And everybody's like, see, he's still really quick. And he's still, it's like, that's easy to post a 30-second clip. When you talk about, you know, a 12-round boxing match, that's a long fucking time to be in the ring and, like, continue to move at that speed. Like, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know. I think it'll be entertaining, obviously. I also kind of have a feeling they're both going to go like 70%. Mm. Like, I don't think they're going to try and kill each other. Unless, like, I mean, obviously competitive nature might come out in both of them. But, like, I don't know. I just can't see Jake going in there being like, I'm going to fucking kill this old man. Even though it's Mike Tyson. That just seems like a crazy, I don't know, stance to have.
But I do wonder who this fight's for. In the sense that, like, I wonder because the way you and I are talking, we're both very aware that Mike Tyson is fucking 60 and this is a dumb fight and this should not be happening and whatever, right? I wonder who sees this fight get announced and they go, yo, sick, like, Jake Paul's gonna fight Mike Tyson? Oh my fucking God. Like, I wonder who. And I'm not saying that to talk down on them.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely curious to be like, I wonder who that's. I wish I was, because I actually wish I was that. I wish I could see shit like this and be like, and yo. Be like stoked.
Yeah, no way.
Yo.
Yo, he's killing it.
Jake Paul is about to fucking fight Mike Tyson and fucking go.
Yeah, I think that's, it would have to be strictly for like, yeah, like Jake Paul fanboys. Like, it wouldn't be obviously Mike Tyson fanboys. It'd have to be like Jake Paul, like, true fan, like, love everything he does, where it's like, yo, he's fighting Mike fucking Tyson, and they don't even care about any of the background shit. It's just the fucking name, you know.
But do those people, and I mean, I get Jake Paul still has a ton of followers, and maybe this is me just being out of touch, but are there even still like Jake Paul fans like that? Because I know when, because genuinely, I know, yeah, when he was on the YouTube shit, he was making YouTube videos for probably a younger demographic. Like, when, yeah, when he was 20, he was making the Jake Pauler YouTube shit for probably like 13, 14 year olds, whatever like that, or whatever. Yeah, and that 100%. He was making a bag off those that enormous fan base. But now he's pretty aged out of that. And now he's like into the adult world where no one's really fan of him. Not that, you know, some people like him, some people don't, but definitely not like fans. Like,
yeah,
Jake Paul's our age. Do you know anyone our age that's like a fan of Jake Paul? Like,
yeah, like that's their favorite dude on the internet. It's like,
right, exactly.
They know him.
Yeah, we're grown men. So like, I wonder, like, again, maybe it's just me being out of touch, but like, I wonder if there's even still a giant demographic of those, because those kids have grown up now too. Mm-hmm. Those kids are now 18. That they were 10 when he was on Vine and shit, and they were Jake Paulers.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he, like, are those people even still around? Who would be like, yo, Jake Paul, I fucking love that shit.
You have to imagine there are some, because he's a big fucking name. So there's got to be fans somewhere, whether, yeah, they're just, I don't know, still Jake Paulers or adult people that like YouTube boxing. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'd really, we're so far removed from that situation, I think, and like, I think maybe if you were like, I don't know, in the LA scene or like Austin, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe those creative areas have people that are fans of YouTube boxing, influencer boxing. Maybe there's, yeah, fans there's of
probably
that,
just
you know
more
I mean?
Of like an, there's probably just more of like an aura of hype in those places.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, if we come from blue collar places where like no one in our in where we're from would even come close to liking that stuff.
Yeah, they barely know the names.
Yeah. So maybe you're right. But God, I just wish I was at that level where I could be entertained by something like that. Where like,
yeah,
where when Jake Paul signed to fight Mike Tyson and I comment on Instagram, let's fucking go.
Yo.
Like, I Jake wish Paul for I, life. I'm not talking down on those people. I wish I was like that. I wish I could be that. But I see it and I go, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm a miserable guy. I'm unhappy. I'm sad.
I'm devoid of emotion. I know this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So I mean, predictions. Fucking what? Who do you think wins? I mean, we've kind of said already. But like, do you think they go 70% each and then just call it like a draw towards someone else?
No, I think. yeah, I think they fight like 70-80%. Maybe at like the, it'll go the distance. No one's getting knocked out. They'll go hard in the last round or something. And I think Jake wins.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. And it's also an exhibition, so it doesn't matter on anybody's record. But like, I think they give it to Jake because he's like, whatever. Like, they give it to him because he's on this winning streak and whatever. He maybe has a career after this.
Yeah. Well, I also think Jake is just going to be able to just, yeah, we already said it, just land more and be faster and have a better gas tank because he's a fucking kid.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson is literally older than my dad. And my dad can't even get off the fucking couch, dude. Like, and my dad is Mike Tyson 60? Is he actually 60?
I think
60
he's
or
60
he...
years old, yeah. Exactly. Oh
my God. Like, my dad is 53 to something.
Imagine your dad strapped on the gloves for a 12-round fight.
Oh. He would he'd die.
My knees, my back.
Fuck.
That's actually funny to think your dad in a boxing match or either of our dads, like just having to be in a physical fight for 12 rounds.
I don't really know if we give a shit about this kind of stuff, but the Oscars was the other night whenever this pod's going to come out fucking in a day or two. Mm-hmm. Oscars. I didn't watch. I seen a couple people who won or whatever, just from clips coming up on socials. Are you, I don't know if this is me. I don't know if this is a reflection of me or a reflection of the industry, but are you starting to just like know less and less about like what movies are up in the Oscars, like, and not really giving a shit about the Oscars? Like, I knew Oppenheimer was nominated for everything and maybe like one or two other things, but every other thing I looked at on like the nominations list, I was like, I haven't even fucking heard of that. I haven't even fucking heard of this person. Like, yeah. Is that a reflection of me or are you with me on this?
I am with you, but I think that's maybe just us. Cause like, I know people that are still like movie, like that go to the movies and watch movies. Sure. I just don't, I'm just not that guy. I've never been that guy to like, oh, a new movie. Can't wait to watch it in theaters. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, I'm not, I'm going to wait till it's on fucking Netflix in 2 years and then I'll watch it. Like same thing with Oppenheimer. I waited till it was on Amazon Prime to watch it for free. Like I'm not paying $12 and going to a movie theater. It's just not happening. So
going to movie theaters is fucking crazy.
Yeah. that's so outdated. The fact that we still have movie theaters is crazy. They should shut them all down.
Yeah. No, but some people like them. Some people like them. Dandy likes them. Dandy.
I know. Dandy's loves a movie. He's a movie guy for sure. He's a movie.
Yeah, but he's all in it. He's into that. He's a movie guy. He's an actor. He should be into that.
Mm-hmm. I do think the Oscars though, in the
great West, place to jack off though.
Great place to jack off. Dune popcorn bucket. What'd they call it? The Dunussy?
The Dunussy? That's fucking insane.
I don't even know what I was going to say now. That Dune popcorn bucket got me feeling different.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy. Yeah, but the Oscars, I'm so out of like who... I mean, I think the Will Smith slap was the greatest thing to happen to the Oscars in fucking ages. Because that was the only time, like, I didn't even know the Oscars was happening until, like, I think half an hour before, because I seen someone post about, like, oh, here's my picks for the Oscars, whatever, and I was like, oh, fuck. I feel like, but way before, like, 10 years ago, it was, like, a big fucking thing. I'm just not into it now, and I'm wondering if maybe I'm growing out of it, or if genuinely, like, the entire, let us know in the fucking comments or whatever like that, or DM us your fucking thoughts on it, too. Because, I mean, I'm looking at 75, 80% of the shit that's nominated and stuff. I'm like, I didn't even fucking hear about this fucking movie.
Yeah.
What is this movie? About a teacher who tries to, like, convince a bunch of, like, urban city kids that, like, poetry is cool if she raps it. Like, come on.
That's what I was trying to say that I remember now is that I think in the last, like 3-4 years, maybe even longer than that, I think people have started watching the Oscars less. Like, it used to be like, movies used to be a bigger thing when there wasn't streaming. So it'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, these are all the movies that we watched this year, where it's like, people just are like getting away from it. And I think also people are seeing these award shows as kind of just a big circle jerk a little bit.
Whoa. But you make a good point there about streaming, because now you can watch whatever movies whenever. Whereas mm-hmm. before streaming, you were actually
you only had limited. The movie theaters or like DVDs.
Yeah, but you were actually like kind of bound by what movies were in circulation that year. Mm-hmm. Like, you were actually kind of tied into like what, like now, like you can open up Netflix and like my recommended on Netflix is all like 90s movies and shit like that, because it's all like mm-hmm. older movies and stuff like that. Whereas before, you would actually be more. That's a good point. Because I'm not tapped in at all to new movies coming out. I didn't even know what Dune was. Dune 2. I didn't even know that it was Dune 2 or whatever. I didn't know at all what it was until the popcorn bucket thing came out. And so I'm not updated on that shit. Any like the new movies, like fucking, you know, whatever. But that's because we don't have to be tied to like new movies coming out now. You can just watch whatever, whenever. Whereas before, I think you were kind of tied to like, you got to go to the theaters and the new DVDs are on release. You got to go get them. Like all that shit. I think that might be kind of a component to it too.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Good question. Like, good point, you fucking beauty, eh?
Yeah, see, I know some things. I'm not a total fucking idiot.
You're a fucking little beauty, buddy.
Yeah, fuck. I know. Sometimes I fucking impress you.
Shit. Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what though. If I ever, and I want this fucking marked here. Okay. If I ever end up at the Oscars. I'm taking a shit on that stage. I am marking my name in history forever.
Yeah, I'm pulling my pants down. I'm turning around 180 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm bending over, and I'm spreading my asshole to the world.
Bending over 180 degrees while you shit, so you do like a vortex. You do what's the there's a mathematical rule. It's called like some vortex.
Yeah,
rule
the or fucking something. Thing. Yep.
Yeah, where it goes.
I know the thing. I know the thing. The thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Engineering students will know it because I think I see memes all the time that are like, engineering students know how painful this is, and it's just a circle going in and in. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fucking dorks.
Fucking nerd. Get out of here.
Yeah, but it's the whatever rule that is. If there's any engineering students in listen to this podcast,
that's
right now,
what we're gonna shit into.
Yeah, that's taking a shit into making a circle on stage. Dude, because like a guy like me, if I ever end up at the Oscars, it's going to be my one. I'm going to fluke my way in there somehow. Yeah. Like someone's going to get me a movie role because they saw me on TikTok, and I'm going to get lucky and it's going to get nominated and I'm going to get called up on stage and I'm gonna be like, how the fuck did I end up here? And I'm going to mark my name in the history books forever.
It's like a, don't even do that. Like, just like kind of do it like a dog where you get up there and just pull your pants down and just like, you're just like squatting down red in the face and everybody's like, oh, he's actually trying. And they're like, cut the cameras, cut his mic too. You can hear him grunting. But you'd be forever remembered. Like your name would be
dog.
In the history books.
He's squatting down, red face.
Like, oh, he's really trying. He's pushing. He actually wants it to happen.
They go. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god.
Oh 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 oh.
Oh. Holy fuck, dude. To like squat down.
It'd be very jarring to watch. How long do you think before they cut the cameras? Because it's live. They can't do it that quick. Like, you probably got a good 15 seconds on camera.
Dude. I think they would let it go for a while. I bet until shit came out, because I bet they'd think it was a bit.
Just like, they're like, let it play out. You have your bare asshole out.
Well, the Chris Rock slap went on. They thought it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if you went up on stage to be nominated for Best Picture and you squat.
Oh. Oh my god.
Dude, just squat down like a dog and like do a circle before you do it too. Oh. And then get red in the face, like hold your breath. Oh.
Forehead veins popping out.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh, that would be good. That's what the Oscars needs for another bump in viewership.
They don't know the favor that I'd be doing them. Oh, my fucking god. That would be the new fucking Kanye West thing. That would follow you for life.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You'd be a legend, though. You'd be a legend. You'd never get another role, that's for sure, but you'd be a legend.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I would never get a role in the first place. I'd be so lucky to even get end up there. Yeah. It'd be a fluke that I might as well end up. I might as well take my chance and go for the history books because I'm not coming back. I ain't getting nominated again for some shit. This is something I had in my notes. Dude, I don't know if this is going to connect, but I was thinking the other day, I don't know if we talked about this, about how humbling it is to realize what you look like as a grown man playing video games when you do it in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know if we talked about this. My ex-girlfriend, like way, way back, I never realized how crazy it is to be a grown man and be playing video games on the headset with your friends talking until a girl was in the room. Because when you die in a video game like Call of Duty where it's really frustrating and you go, motherfucker, man, come the fuck on, dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And you hear from behind you like a, what?
Are you okay?
That's when you realize this is fucking insane what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like when me and Am first started dating, the hump of me playing video games with her, like just in the general vicinity, that was a hard hill for me to climb because
super humbling.
Dude, you just feel you. And I hope other guys feel like this too. You feel like such a bitch.
Dude.
Like, dude, you're hunched over like this. Your neck is all the way out. And you're just fucking, oh, yeah, fucking one tap. Get him.
And she's just like, crazy.
Dude, what are you doing? You're drooling. Like, you're drooling playing video games.
She's looking at you like this is going to be the protector of our family.
Dude, that guy's such a bitch. Why did he fucking finish me?
Lag, bro. Are you fucking kidding me?
This internet's trash.
Like, you don't get how crazy it is until someone else who's not in it sees you do it.
Yeah, like, is watching you. Like, it's when you're like, in your room by yourself in a dark room, you can fucking be as weird as you want. But when you know there's eyeballs, like, back here, you start thinking about, like, I'm saying these things out loud in the ether. Like, I'm just in a room fucking screaming, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Like, to a fucking, like, 14-year-old Asian kid.
Yeah.
Who, like, and you're screaming, fuck you, fuck you, you're a bitch, you're a bitch,
you're a bitch. I'm your dad.
I'm your dad. You're dog water, I own you. And a fucking girl that you love is behind you, and she who has never seen this side of you.
Yeah, this is a dark side of a huge... She... Yeah, has no idea I do this.
Because she fell in love with you for who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a hard worker in real life, and you're funny, and you're charismatic, and you're smart, and you're motivated, and you're this and that in real life. And then she's dating you, and then you move in together, and she sees you at 1 a.m. saying, you're fucking trash, I'll fucking shit on you.
Or just like, not even like saying anything, just like, you know you're gaming, and like, you're kind of like, you're dodging the bullets too. Like, just doing that is just so lame.
Fucking crazy, just, dude.
Tongue out.
But it's getting like legit frustrated at that shit too. Like, oh my God, it's so crazy to be like.
Imagine throwing your control.
And your Jesus, girlfriend's I didn't even like, know
you had
no
that
way.
Anger inside you.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. Because, you know, it doesn't get put into perspective until there's a third party.
Yeah. And those are real emotions. Those are valid, real emotions.
Oh, of course. I remember the time that I finally, the girl that I had over, the girlfriend I had at the time, she, I didn't even know I did it, but I died and I was like, fucking kidding me. Bullshit, whatever. I didn't even know, because you do it every time, right? You die, you go, fuck this shit.
God damn it, yeah.
And she just goes, what?
She was like, nothing, baby. I'm good.
And I realized that she's behind me on her computer working on something. Yeah. And I, the male of the household, is shooting fake guns at kids who live in Korea.
Yeah.
And you're
real life frustrated.
And you're real life frustrated. And you're making comms with the boys. You're making fucking, yo, he's on your left. You fucking, dude, fucking get him. Dude, res me, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, dude, I remember like a couple years ago, this is actually during COVID. Like, I'd be gaming in one room and we'd be sleeping in the next because we'd be gaming all night, drinking like fucking 4 days of the week. That's what we did during COVID. Right. I remember one night, like I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Like I'm standing up drunk. Like I'm your fucking dad. Like I'm just screaming at the fucking TV. Whatever. Finish gaming a little bit later. And I go into bed and she just goes, are you okay? And I never felt, and like, I'm still kind of drunk. And I was like, gee, I've gotten too far off the path. Like I'm just human garbage.
Dude, that's a darker moment than like than your family catching you with like heroin or something.
Yeah, that's worse than an intervention is like your girlfriend having to be like, hey, it's just a game, sweetie. It's okay.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
It's just like, no, it's not a fucking game.
I'm your dad.
He asked me to 1v1 and he fucking wiped me. Fuck.
Yeah, having someone who knows nothing about video games see you and bring you back to Earth is worse than any come down from any fucking bender, any bender weekend you've ever had where it's been fucking 2
anything
p.m.
you're
the
addicted
next day.
To, it's worse.
Yeah, that's a fucking sobering moment right there. To be like, oh boy, this is crazy.
I did get a little crazy out there, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It's like playing sports, like the adrenaline, you're just fucking screaming, banging your fucking head on walls, and then you, after the game, you're like, oh, I got a little excited out there.
That is fucking hilarious. Okay, I think that's about it. Any of the pressing current events that I'm forgetting? Trump is fucking probably going to win the next election.
Yeah, that's still a ways away for the primaries and shit, isn't it? I don't know.
I know, but I think he will. Biden's not, so it's going to be – Trump's going to get the red, and he's going to win against Biden, surely, yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, I'd vote red.
Would you?
Fucking rights. Fucking Trump 2024 and Trump 2028 and Trump 2032. Keep him in office forever.
I don't think so. I think we need, dude, we need fucking Aiden Ross.
Can we get Kai Cenat running for fucking Prezi?
Yo, chat, on God, chat.
Yo, chat, yo, chat, real quick,
yo, chat, should I press this nuke button? Chat, on God, I'm not going to press it.
Press one if you want me to nuke.
Moderators, nuke North Korea. All right, chat.
Yeah.
Sick episode. Fucking banging.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all very much. Reminder to subscribe to the YouTube. If you're listening offline right now on Spotify and Apple and you don't even ever watch podcasts on video, do us a favor. The YouTube is the most important to us. The Spotify and Apple are great for like getting up numbers and listen to them offline if that's the only place you can. But even just take a sec, go subscribe to the YouTube. And if you're ever like listening at home or something like that and you can like choose between any of them, just put the YouTube on in the background. That helps us out the most. Yeah. I'd really appreciate that. Both of us would. Other than that, remember to download the audio episodes, turn on notifications for them. You know the drill. Subscribe to the YouTube. Hit us up on the social medias at The Big Brain Boys. Send in topics, send in questions, send in all that shit. Sorry we couldn't get any like Q&As or anything up for this episode. We had to kind of impromptu it. Other than that, Patsy?
Yeah, same shit. Like, subscribe, follow, do all that shit. We really appreciate it.
Smash that like button.
And see y'all next week.
Peace.
Peace.